The Moon of Gomrath by Alan Garner. Dramatized by David Wade.
Colin! Here we are!
Hello, Albanac! Hello, Ithaca. I was expecting Cadellan.
He is searching. How is Susan?
Much the same. What's this thing she's going to need?
I have it. Here, wine from the table of Anne Harrod Golden Hand. Wet your sister's lips with it each morning. There will be no need of other food.
That's great. But look, you are going to find Susan, aren't you? I mean, why can't Cadellan see where she is? Isn't he strong enough?
There is no one stronger.
Well then.
Let me say now what is in my mind. I am thinking he will never find her.
Oh, no.
And since he speaks of calling up other powers to help him, he himself has recognized as much.
Come now, Uthaka. Are you so soon discouraged?
That is not the question. My thought is that the high magic of Cadellan is too keen for the present task.
How can it be that?
Why, in the same way that a fine blade will carve an ornament, but will not serve to fell an oak. The Brolachan is of the old evil, cunning and yet mindless. Cadellan's magic is more subtle. It cannot come to grips with what is coarse.
Therefore, for the old evil, we need the old power.
Right.
The old magic, exactly so.
Aye. But Uthaka, what old magic is there now?
Oh, you know the answer to that. It sleeps. It is not dead. So let us rouse it. Listen. It has come to me that, by the lore of the old magic, the strongest power of all against ill times lies in the Mothen.
What is the Mothen?
It is a plant.
A plant? What does it look like? Where does it grow? I'll find it.
Aye, it would take such purpose as I see in you.
But wait, it is a magic plant. It grows only on the heights of the old straight tracks, and flowers only in the full of the moon.
Aye, and worse than that, only by full moonlight can track and flower be seen at all.
But it's a full moon tomorrow night. So where's the old straight track?
Now, there's the question.
Colin, there are many old straight tracks, all built before the time of dwarves or even wizards. We do not know their purpose, and even if we did, all of them are lost.
Then how am I to find one? There must be a way.
Aye, for you there may. This is the old magic. Believe in it. Believe with all the faith and resolution that I see in you, and like enough it will reveal itself.
How do I start?
There is but one way. Search your mind. Think constantly of Susan. Keep your courage high. But now go home. Be here tomorrow at this hour, and maybe we shall all have better news.
Oh, I'll be here. Goodbye.
Pray he may succeed.
I do not altogether like this, Uthaka. You speak of waking the old magic, but what if we should do that in truth?
I spoke of rousing it. No. We shall make it stir in its long sleep and use it for our need. No more.
I hope so. The eve of Gomrath is too close for my liking.
It is yet 2 days hence. Something tells me our young friend will find the way for us before tomorrow's noon.
I absolutely knew I'd read about it somewhere. The old straight track, I mean. And then, all of a sudden, it came back to me right in the middle of our tea. We were all sitting there, pretending to eat, but much too worried, really. When I had this brainwave, I just ran out of the room, up the stairs, and grabbed the old book of Gowther's from my bookshelf. I found the bit where they'd copied out this old rector's diary, and there it was, October 17th. This day, I walked the lane, an old straight trackway made by our rude forebears,
I'm forced to believe, prior to the coming of the antique Roman to these shores. I followed this road from Mobley to the edge, guided only by the frequent mounds and stones which are all that now remain to indicate the way. Of these, the Beacon Mound and Golden Stone are the most remarkable upon the edge itself, and from the latter where I terminated my excursion, it seemed the trackway was aligned towards the peak of Shining Tor, which stands 9 miles distant in the direction of Buxton.
The beacon, Goldenstone, and Shining Tor. So that was it. Bingo! Next day, at 12 o'clock precisely, there I was at Goldenstone, and when I told him, Uthakar got so excited, I thought he'd explode.
Oh, I knew it, Albanac, I knew it! The old magic has quickened to our need, and Colin, you were the one to quicken it! Oh, a straight track, under our very noses! Let us meet on Beacon Hill just after sundown, and pray the night be clear.
Albanac said nothing much, but looked as if he was thinking a lot. Anyway, I went off home, and oh, brother, did that afternoon go slowly. But after about 25 years, the sun went down, and I made off for Beacon Hill.
We are fortunate in the night, but then I knew we should be.
Strange memories linger on this hill.
Aye, but only memories, Albanac, and shall so remain.
I say, Uthakar, how am I to know the Mothman when I see it?
You will find it growing among rocks alone. Its roots are red, it mirrors the moon, and there are 5 points to its leaves. Now, when you find it, as you surely will, take only the flower and a few leaves. See you do not harm the root, nor take all the leaves. And, Colin, when you pick the Mothin, place it in this small leather bag.
Okay, I get it. Hey, isn't it dark already? I haven't made a mistake, have I? Where's the moon?
You have your back to her. She is behind Shining Tor now.
She will be up directly. Albanac, come. Colin, good luck.
Hang on. Where do you two think you're going?
Not far. But when the track appears, your foot alone should be upon it.
Listen. Listen to that. Oh, and look. Look. The track. The straight track.
Then run, boy. Run, do not waste a moment.
Which way?
Eastward to the hills. Run or it will pass. And fortune follow you.
Run, O child of time. Now, out of time, run. See how woods and fields and streams and heather flow like quicksilver beneath your feet. Faster, faster, up now, up over moorland, over rock and crag. Behold the Tor. The Shining Tor. Now go back. Go back into time.
Where am I? What's happened to the track?
Gone. All gone with the slanting of the moon. Turn your head and search among the rocks.
The Mothin.
The Mothin. Take it. Take the flickering glowworm flower and go. Go. Go.
Am I going the right way? Oh, well, the moon's behind me, so it's got to be. How far to the farm? Miles. And no old straight track, worse luck. Oh, but I've got the Mothin, little sister, and I'm on my way. What's that? Oh, don't say there's someone following me. Oh, there is, you know. Who's there? That's all I needed. Now what? Not much choice, have I? Oh, no. Someone's coming the other way. What the heck am I going to do? Wait a minute. It could be... I think it is.
Colin?
Oh, thank the Lord. Albanac!
I thought I'd find you hereabouts. Have you the Mothin?
Yes.
Praise be. Get up behind then. Cadellan waits for us by Susan's bed. Give me your hand. Why, Colin, you're wet as dew and trembling. Is anything amiss?
Not now. Back there I thought I was being followed.
Followed? Aye, Melindus thinks so too. I fear the old magic has done more than stir. Ah, well. Now, hold tight to me.
Colin,
Colin, we were that worried, creeping out of the house like that in the middle of the night and not so much as a word.
Well, that'll do, lass, that'll do. We know why he did it, and it was for the best. Did you get what you went for, Colin?
Yes.
And are you all right?
I'm fine.
Then that's all that matters.
Cadellan, here's the mothin. Take it.
No, it is the old magic. It will not bend to me. Uthaka, you take it, or Albanac.
No, it will not hear us either. Colin, you are the one who found it. It will move for you.
What do I have to do?
Fold the flower within the leaves and place it in your sister's mouth.
Okay. I can't get her teeth open.
I'll do it. If you can open old Prince's mouth, you can open anything. Right.
Got it. Now what?
We wait in silence.
Nothing's happening.
Shh, lass. Hark.
What's that? Folk hunting at this hour?
Be still, all of you.
Susan, what's she doing?
She's going to spit it out.
The mothin, she will spew it. Colin, smite her hard across the back. Well struck.
Rabbi, what's this awful place? I must get out. I must get free. Kellerman! Kellerman, help me!
Stop her, hold her. Shut the window!
I can't! Susan, stop it! You'll fall out!
Kellerman!
Sue, it's me, Colin!
Stay! Stay for me, Kellerman!
I was having such a job to stop Susan falling out, I couldn't think of anything else. But when I did happen to look up and see what she was shouting at, I nearly let go of her and went headfirst myself. It was as if about a million stars had come down out of the sky and turned themselves into the shape of 9 girls. Did I say girls? They were enormous. And on enormous horses too, with hawks the size of eagles on their wrists. And these gigantic hounds beside them, and the whole lot were milling in the air around the farm. It was like the most amazing Guy Fawkes night you've ever seen. Then the horn blew again, and they all turned and poured away into the sky, like Halley's Comet. And that left Sue just leaning out of the window, in a sort of daze, with tears pouring down her cheeks.
Oh, Kellerman, why have you forsaken me? Why? You linked your bracelet into mine. It was mine. And we were riding to Kerrigore.
Kerrigore? Oh, we're in deep waters now. She's ridden with the Shining Ones, the Daughters of the Moon. It's well you found the mothin, Colin. Had they brought her to Kerrigore, no magic in the world would have returned her. Yet here she is. Susan! Susan, wake now! Wake and look at me!
Cadellan! Hello, everyone! What are you all doing here? What's been happening?
Oh, Susan, thank goodness!
Well, I don't know. He can't be much of a doctor, that one. He swears there's nothing wrong with you and you can get up whenever you like and have something to eat.
Whoopee!
But think on, no lark in mind. Colin, you keep an eye on
it. I'll be good, don't worry.
I'll believe that when I see it. Any road, come down when you're ready. And in the meantime, I'll be doing you a nice fresh egg.
My, I'm hungry.
Are you really all right?
I'm fine. Listen, while I'm dressing, you can tell me about this old straight track. Oh, and the brolican.
Well, okay. But, Sue, listen. Last night, outside the window, did you see what I saw?
Depends what you saw, doesn't it?
Sue, who is Kellerman?
I'm not quite sure.
Oh. You see, after you'd been put to bed, I heard Cadellan talking to Albanac. And he said you'd meet Kellerman again.
Did he really?
Yeah. But everything in its time, he said.
What does that mean?
He didn't say. But there was another thing. Did I tell you someone followed me from Shining Tor?
No.
Well, someone did. And Albanac was talking about that too. He said the hunter was on the road.
What hunter?
I don't know. But last night, after everything was over, I couldn't go to sleep, and I heard steps in the yard, so I looked out and I saw this shadow.
What of?
Well, it was a man, except he had antlers. Sue, Cadellan and Albanac seem to think this old magic, as they call it, may have woken up.
What do you mean, woken up?
I'm not sure.
Well, I don't expect it matters. But listen, I'll tell you what. This afternoon, let's go and look for Albanac. I want to ask him what Lord Atlender did with my bracelet, if anything. And then, on the way home, we can climb up the beacon and you can show me where you saw this old straight track.
Okay. There won't be anything to see, though.
We found Albanac easily enough, but as far as we could make out, the bracelet hadn't been a lot of use to the Lord Atlendor. He couldn't make it work for him, which was pretty hard to take when you think of what had happened to Sue because of lending it. So what next? Should she go north with Atlendor, and if so, how to fix it with Gether and Bess? And by the way, what had happened to the Brolican since it said goodbye to Sue? And so on. Cadellan wasn't there, and we just talked round and round and didn't get anywhere. We didn't leave Fundendelve till just before sunset, and on the way home, Sue was in a funny, jumpy, narky sort of mood.
Right, so here's the beacon. Where's this track?
That way.
Oh.
I told you there was nothing to see.
I'll say. Well, maybe if we hung around till the moon rises, then we'd see it.
Well, we might do.
Then let's do that.
Oh, Sue, no. Haven't you...
Why not? It's nearly dark already.
Maybe, but Bess and Galbraith...
So what? They know where we are.
I know, but...
Well, I'm staying anyway.
It's too cold.
In that case, we'll simply have to light a fire.
Sue, listen, this is crazy.
You got any matches? You have, I know you have. You always carry them.
Here you are. Why are you going on like this?
Like what? Look, we're not going to set the whole edge on fire, are we? Right then, there's masses of twigs here. I'll get them going. You fetch more.
All right.
Hey, that's terrific! I knew they'd catch. We're going to need some proper wood. Come on!
Hang on a row. There's something wrong.
No, there isn't.
There is. This fire's cold.
Rubbish. That's because the wind's blowing it away from you.
No, it's not. It isn't giving any heat at all. Feel!
Who now brings the wind fire of the Rowan to our mound upon the eve of Gomrath?
Who are you?
He asked us who we are, my brothers.
We are the Three Horsemen of Dawn. We are the Einherjar of the Herlaffing.
What do you want?
What we want, we partly have. Our freedom from the mound that buried us. Now we ride, and you with us.
So, run!
After them, my brothers. Seize them!
By golly, they did. We hadn't gone 3 yards when this huge, great man just whipped me off my feet with one hand and dumped me like a sack of onions across the neck of his horse. I could just see Sue, and another of them had done the same to her. She started to bash him with her bracelet, but all he did was grab her wrist and look at it, then sit her up in front of him. I tried bashing mine, but all he did was twist my arm behind me.
I was glad he sat me up, not just because it was more comfortable, because it was the most incredible sight. We tore along like the US cavalry, twice as fast, until we reached another mound. Pulled up, and the leader went in front of us and threw his spear into the trees on top of it. They burst into flames that didn't burn anything. The spear flew back into his hand, and another 3 enormous horsemen rode out of the fire. And off we went again to another mound. The spear flew and came back again. The flames roared into the sky, and a massive great armed man came out of the trees.
I ride.
Another ride, another mound, the spear, the flames, and 2 armed men.
We ride.
We came to one more mound. It was the same, and there were 3 men.
We ride.
That made 12 in all.
and everybody wheeled away and simply tore across the countryside. Till all of a sudden, in what seemed like about a year, there we were back at the beacon. It was still blazing, and the leader just rode into the flames and right up to the top of it. And he touched the ground with the point of his spear, and there it was, the old straight track, flowing from the point like water. No, more like molten metal, all red through the trees and out of sight.
Wakeful is he in the Hill of Dawn. Wakeful is he to the flame of the Gollaring. From the heat of the sun and the cold of the moon.
Am I not he that is called Golaxa? Am I not a prince in darkness? Get and hear the torment of the battle.
I stared along the track, and there, miles away, I saw this really huge man. He was running towards us, but he ran so easily, it made it look like flying. At first I thought he was wearing some sort of mask, a cross between a human and a deer, but as he got close, I realised it wasn't a mask at all, and his enormous antlers grew straight out of his head. He ran right through the ring of horses, sprang onto the top of the mound, and stood there in the flames, sort of pulling them into him somehow, till they died down. Then the horses knelt to him in the moonlight, and all the riders, they raised their arms.
Hail, Gamir! Hail, Golasa! Lord of Everlasting!
I found I didn't want to look at him, but at the same time, I did, as if he were someone I'd known all my life.
It is long since Windfire kindled the Gollaring. What men had remembered the eve of Gomrath? Let me look at them.
Lord, they are here.
Children. But this is no way to carry one who has done us service. Sit up, my son, sit up. Here, I will lift you. Why do you stare so?
Lord, there is this upon the girl's wrist.
Show me! The mark of Folda. Lady, they have knelt to me. Now let me do as much to you. Set your hand upon my brow. There. It is done. Come then, both of you!
Before I quite knew what was happening, he lifted me in one arm, picked up Sue in the other, jumped to the top of the beacon and put us down on it. Then he turned and ran between the horses.
Ride now! Ride! And hear of the Helletin!
We ride! We ride! We ride!
That's what I saw at the farm, the antlers. That's the hunter.
Of course it is.
What do you mean, of course? Sue, what's the matter?
Why did he kneel? What's happening to me?
No, that was bravely done.
Who's that? Oh, it's Uzica.
Oh, thank goodness. Uzica! You're not Uzica. Who are you?
What you see... But the real question is, how shall we undo all this?
Have we done something wrong?
Wrong? None but fools would bring fire to Beacon Hill at any time, but when would on the eve of Gomrath? Oh, but come, we must see what your new friends will do. It may not be too late to coop them in their mounds again. Follow me.
Where are you taking us? We'll never find them now.
Oh, trust me. They have not gone far yet.
But we don't even know who they are.
The hell, I think. The Wild Hunt. That is what you have sent out on us. Where they ride, only the raven profits. My guess is they are gathering at Hollywell, and pray they have not yet drunk of it, for then I do not know of any who will lay them once more to their rest and keep us from the old magic. Now, this is where our ways divide. Susan, go with all speed to Cadellan. Tell in the Herr Lathingride. Colin, come with me to spy on Hollywell. We shall meet Cadellan there.
What, girl? You kindled Wendwood and the beacon on the eve of Dunrath?
Cadellan, the fault is not theirs. They did not know.
That's right. We didn't, honestly.
No. It is mine. I ought to have foreseen. But it is done, and now what matters is the hunt is out, and we must be on their track.
Well, that shouldn't be too difficult. Colin will have seen where they went.
Colin? Why, yes. Where have you left him?
He's all right. He went down with this other dwarf to Hollywell.
Other dwarf? What other dwarf?
Don't you know him? He was terribly like you, but dressed in black.
In black? With ornaments of gold?
Yes. I think so. It was hard to see.
By the Mothen! Run, all of you, to Hollywell!
They're not here.
As I expected.
Uthaka, who is this dwarf?
The worst you'll find from sea to sea. Pelis the False. No good has brought him south to Alderley.
And the hunt has come to Hollywell and gone again, having drunk of it.
Albanac, there is now something more pressing of our attention. Friends, there is a mind at work against these children. So much is certain.
Then what are we to do?
Think. Think and hope.
I would rather seek and find. Work your magic, Cadellan. But there may be more use in eyes and steel. I am thinking the death of Pelis is in my sword.
Well, go if you will, but beware of the night. Fare you well.
Aye, farewell.
Now, Susan, as for you, you must go at once to Fundindelv and remain there. Albanac will accompany you.
But I can't do that. I must do something to find Colin.
Leave that to Uthaka. If he cannot, then nor will you. And you are in great danger out of Fundindelv.
What about Bess and Gowther? They'll be worried sick.
Ah, I'm glad you think of them at last. Now perhaps you see the pain you cause by meddling in our world. Go with Albanac. I will call on Farmer Mossack and tell him you cannot come home until this matter is resolved.
Come, Susan.
Right. But where's Colin? Where are you taking me?
No questions. Save your breath for running. Move.
Ow! I know where we are. It's Stormy Point.
How observant. Stop now. Stand. Come on, my beauties. Come. Come. It is I, Pelis. That's the way.
Cats!
Cats, he calls you. Cats, you hear that, my tigers? These are Palugs, boy, Palugs from the wastes of Banog.
What are they going to do?
Oh, they will not eat you. That pleasure is already spoken for. But they and I will be your guides upon a journey. Now, my tigers, set him on his way. Left, boy, take the left-hand track. Don't you understand these gentle creatures here?
I can't go any further.
And neither do you have to. We are here.
What is this place?
Airwood. Airwood Hall and a fine sight in the moonlight, don't you agree? Tigers, lead him in. No, no, stay.
What's happening? It's a ruin.
The moon has gone behind a cloud, that's all.
But it's a ruin.
Never. A trick of the light. Here comes the moon again. You see, a splendid edifice. Perfect in all parts. Now, boy, move in with us. Lady, I have him. He is here.
Ah, welcome. Our teeth have long rested seeking your flesh. You remember me?
Yes, you are Selina Place.
That was long ago. I have another name. Saint.
You are the Morrigan.
In The Moon of Gumrath by Alan Garner, Susan was played by Jenny Luckraft and Colin by Stephen Rendell. Cliff Howells was Uthaka, Tom Mannion Albanac, and Ronald Herdman at Lendor. Cadellin was played by Neville Barber, Gowther by Russell Dixon, Bess by Judith Barker and Angharad, and the Morrigan by Joan Walker. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Moon of Gumrath was dramatized by David Wade and directed in Manchester by Caroline Smith.